When discussing sota, it's important to begin with a very fascinating observation made by Ramban. The Ramban says this is the only mitzvah in the Torah that intrinsically requires a miracle to take place. Who ever heard of drinking an elixir and all of a sudden a person starts to implode? And he says the fact that God is willing to bring this miracle to bear is a reflection of the kavod and the gedula, the honor and the exalted status of the Jewish people, which is why the Ramban says, Misha Rabu Hanuafim, the Gemara dictates, when the Jewish people were no longer living a collective lifestyle that was reflective of Kedoshim Tihiyu, in the sense of Hevu Prishin Min Ha'arayos Min Ha'avera, that was reflective of the highest standards of family values, that Batlu Meisota, that the Meisota were no longer going to be efficacious, and they were ultimately no longer going to even be administered. And so, says the Ramban, that's the sense of the final pasuk in the entire section, Vinikoha Ish Me Avon, as the Gemara in Sota Daf Tezayin says, when the Ish is indeed Naki Me Avon himself, from ever having a Bi'ila Asura, from even raising children that did not conduct themselves in the proper manner, then the Sota waters will work. V'ayishai Tisas Avona. But if not, so then there's an element of hypocrisy involved in terms of, you know, dragging his wife to the Minchas Kenos, to the Kohen, and yet he has not lived a lifestyle that's reflective of the notion of Ish V'Isha Zachu Shechina Beinehem, that's reflective of the idea that God is present in a marriage, and that the presence of God in a marriage itself, and not just loyalty to a person should also be an independent impetus, but an awareness of the presence of God in a marriage will ensure the sanctity of that marriage in its own right. And indeed, the name of Hashem is very deeply relevant to this entire discussion. For, as noted, the idea that you're going to violate the Torah-level prohibition associated with erasing Hashem's name, Lo sa'asun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, as the Torah says in Parashas Re'eh, you know, has to be understood. And so, as Shammai suggested so beautifully, maybe indeed it's a reflection of the fact that if the woman has behaved in this manner, if she has been unfaithful, then that itself is an assault, not just on the marriage, but again, as Chazal pick up on, lim ol ma'al, there are two me'ilos here, against her Baal, but also against Hashem, who was present in the marriage, and that de facto constitutes an erasure and an assault on Hashem's name and on the sanctity of Hashem's name. But of course, the Rambam very famously quotes a Maimer Chazal, which casts the notion of erasure of God's name in a different light altogether. The Rambam, at the very end of Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah, makes what my Rabbi Rav Aaron Lichtenstein described as a statement of almost unparalleled audacity. He says, Kol haTorah kulo nisna lasos shalom ba'olam, that the Torah's primary concern in this world is shalom. Right in the very same aliyah in Parshas Naso, that we have the Sota protocol, so then we have the story of the Nazir. The Gemara famously comments, Kol haRoeh Sota b'kil kulo yazer atzmi min hayayin, you'll avoid anything that could lead to this kind of licentious behavior. And then we have the Birkas Kohanim, which famously ends, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. The Torah was concerned with shalom derecha darchinom v'chol nesivos ha-shalom. And gadol ha-shalom, the Rambam says. And how great is shalom? Shaharei Hashem ha-gadol nimchak kedei laso shalom bin ish le-ishto. That God demands, he doesn't just allow, but he says, you must violate this issur daraisa of erasing my name if the result will be the restoration of peace in marital relations. As the pasuk says, if she is innocent, v'nikisa v'nizra azara, not only will she survive, but she'll be given a special bracha, and the marriage will be given a special bracha, that it should not only continue, but it should grow in the sense of being able to bring more children into this world. And that too is reflective of both the telos of marriage, the goal of marriage itself, Alkeni azovishas avives imo v'davak b'ishto v'hayu l'basar echad, says Rashi, they'll have children together. That itself is reflective of strengthening of their marriage, but it also is a clear sign of the idea that the confidence between the partners, once shattered, has now been restored. And so the erasure of Hashem's name is a dramatic and extreme measure, but Hashem says it's warranted because there's a broader interest here. You know, sometimes we have the notion, very rarely, of Aveira Lishma. We do an Aveira, and it's a very broad halachic discussion when it's allowed, but for the sake of heaven, for the broader interest of Shamayim. And maybe this is like a Torah model of Aveira Lishma, of Lo Sasim Kein Lashem Elokeichem. Hashem says, normally you never erase God's name. Ata Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh. It's an assault on sanctity per se. And yet, there are some times when Hashem says, you must erase my name. If there can be a greater sanctity which is restored, and the sanctity of marriage, and the sanctity of marriage as supported by the presence of Shechina within that marriage. And so, Sota, as Ramban notes, and this is where we began, is intrinsically miraculous. It's the only such mitzvah in the Torah. And it's a reflection of the fact that the Shechina rests with the Jewish people. But if writ large, the Shechina no longer rests with the Jewish people because we are no longer behaving in a manner reflective of Kedusha, Misherabu hanu'afim, or the Shechina has already been catapulted and exiled from within this marital unit, if that indeed is the case, that the Shechina is no longer there because of, let's say, the man's conduct as well, v'nika ish me'avon, so then the Sota waters themselves are not going to be relevant. The Sota waters will not do the work of bidika. And this is, of course, a very, very critical point. One final note. You know, it's interesting. The Sota story echoes very closely, as was first pointed out to me by my Rebbe Rav Yitzchak Tursky, the story, of course, of the Egel Hazav, the first great act of infidelity of Avodah Zarah, when Jewish people turn their backs on Hashem. And we know that Moshe comes down and he destroys the Egel, Vayitchan al Asher Dak, and he grinds it down, Vayashka Sa'am, and he makes the people drink the waters of the Mei Sota, to see who was involved in this terrible sin. But the parallels don't end there. We know Faras Rosh Ha'isha, that just as in the Sota protocols, the woman's hair is uncovered, so too, Vayar Moshe Sa'am Ki Faru Ahu Ki Farao Aharon, the same word, the people had been loosened. The Jewish people who are like the spouse, the bride in the marriage, they have been uncovered. And most importantly, just as Hashem, in the Sota protocols, says, erase my name so that peace can be restored between the warring spouses. What did Moshe say? V'im ayin mecheni no misifrcha asher kasavta. Erase my name, says Moshe. Erase my name from your book. He offers up his life and his name, kidei lasos shalom ben ish l'ishto, so as to bring peace and harmony between Hashem and the Jewish people, who are obviously the two spouses in this particular case. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the way to generate shalom, the way to restore peace between the partners, was of course to sacrifice one's own ego. He learned that from Hashem himself. And there's a message there for, of course, the spouses going forward. To have shalom requires sacrifice, requires compromise, and requires people being willing to say, my name, my ego is not as important as the success of this union. And that's the message that Hashem is sending by saying, erase my name, umachal mehamarim. Normally it's an issa daraisa. In this case, it's a mitzvah daraisa. It's something that we have to do. Kedei lasos shalom ben ish leishto, or in the case of the Egel Azav, kedei lasos shalom ben bnei Yisrael uvein zivugam, their partner, of course, was Hashem.